Hey there, beautiful souls. This is Madison Lane, and welcome back to Daily Stoicism. Power, presence, and perspective. Today, we're diving into something super crucial, especially in this crazy woe of a world we live in, cultivating that awesome growth-minded attitude when life throws you curveballs. Ever feel like you're just barely keeping your head above water, constantly battling those pesky setbacks? Yeah, I get it. We all have those moments where we want to throw our hands up and scream, "Why me?" But here's the secret sauce. Challenges aren't roadblocks. They are opportunities disguised in uncomfortable pants. Now, I know what you're thinking. Madison, that sounds super cheesy. And hey, maybe a little, but stick with me. Because when we shift our perspective and embrace challenges as stepping stones instead of stumbling blocks, magic happens. We become more resilient, more adaptable, and heck, even more awesome human beings. Think of it like this. Your comfort zone is a cozy blanket, eh? It's warm and familiar, but let's be real, it can also get pretty stagnant. Stepping outside that zone, facing those challenges head on, that's where the real growth happens. So, how do we actually cultivate this growth mindset? Well, grab your favorite beverage, because I'm about to drop some serious wisdom bombs. 1. Reframe your thinking. This is huge. When you encounter a challenge, instead of saying, "Ugh, this sucks," try something like, "Okay, what can I learn from this?" This tiny shift in language can have a massive impact on your entire outlook. 2. Embrace imperfection. Listen, nobody's perfect. We all make mistakes, stumble, and face setbacks. It's part of the human experience. But here's the key. See those imperfections not as failures, but as valuable lessons. Every time you fall, pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and ask, "What can I do differently next time?" 3. Seek out growth opportunities. Life is full of opportunities to learn and grow, even in the most unexpected places. Take that public speaking class, start a new hobby, or say yes to that opportunity that scares you a little bit. Pushing yourself outside your comfort zone is like giving your brain a delicious workout. Oh. Celebrate small victories. Don't wait for some massive milestone to feel proud of yourself. Celebrate those tiny wins along the way. Did you finally finish that project you've been putting off? Awesome. Did you manage to stay calm and collected during that stressful meeting? Boom, another victory. 5. Surround yourself with inspiring people. You know that saying, you're the average of the 5 people you spend the most time with. It's true. Choose to surround yourself with positive, supportive individuals who uplift you and encourage your growth. Picture this. You're facing a major deadline at work, feeling overwhelmed and stressed out. Your initial reaction might be panic, "I can't do this. I'm going to fail." But then you remember our Stoic superpowers today. You reframe the situation. This is a challenge, but it's also an opportunity to prove my capabilities. You take deep breaths, break down the project into manageable steps, and reach out to a colleague for support. You might even surprise yourself with how resourceful and capable you become. D. That's the power of a growth mindset in action. All right, beautiful souls, let's recap those key takeaways. Reframe your challenges as opportunities, embrace imperfection, seek growth everywhere you go, celebrate those small victories, and surround yourself with inspiring people. Remember, challenges are not meant to define you, they are meant to shape you into the incredible human being you were always meant to be. So go out there, face those challenges head on, and watch yourself blossom. And before you go, I want to hear from you. Share your biggest takeaway from today's episode in the comments below or on our social media. Let's keep this conversation going and inspire each other every step of the way. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.